Since its creation in 1971, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, has redefined the way in which aid agencies work. Its objective is primarily to bring medical aid to victims in need anywhere in the world without discrimination. Secondarily, MSF speaks out against human rights abuses on behalf of populations in danger, a policy it refers to as témoignage. From its inception, the organization has gained a reputation for being anti-establishment, unorthodox, and non-hierarchical, an image which it still courts today. It was in 1969, while working amongst the victims of the Biafran Civil War, that these doctors first identified the need for a more outspoken form of humanitarian aid. This then revolutionary approach to aid attracted a keen following. And on the 20th of December 1971, a group of mainly doctors and journalists drew up the MSF Charter, the tenets of which still hold today. As MSF's red logo became a common sight in the midst of natural disasters and war zones, the organization began to earn the respect, if not the approval, of more conventional institutions. In 1978, MSF first began working in Africa, in the refugee camps of Western Sahara, Djibouti, Sudan, and Zaire. This continent was to call on MSF's aid more than any other in the coming decades, as nation after nation fell prey to civil war, famine, and disease. In 1980, a group of MSF doctors secretly entered Afghanistan to reach those cut off by the Soviet-Afghan war. This refusal to recognize borders is central to MSF's philosophy. It enables its members to gain access to populations under threat, and where necessary, to speak out on their behalf, a policy known as témoignage. And when medical aid fails, the very act of being present can express solidarity with the suffering. During the Ethiopian famine of the mid-80s, témoignage led to the expulsion of MSF by the Ethiopian government. MSF's work has not been limited to the Third World. With the fall of the Soviet bloc, the organization sent teams to Eastern Europe. And much closer to home, it set up socio-medical programs in France and other Western European countries. Amongst the debris of the Gulf War, it was MSF who alerted the world to the plight of the Kurdish refugees. On the 15th of October 1999, the last Nobel Peace Prize of the Millennium was awarded to Médecins Sans Frontières in recognition of its pioneering humanitarian work over the past 28 years. Since its creation.